Brother Joel, would you lead us in an opening word of prayer, please?
Dear Heavenly Father, we pray this morning, Lord, we thank you once again for all of your mercies, your grace to us, Lord. We ask your blessing upon this gathering this day. We ask your blessing upon the word, that it might feed us, Lord, that we might take it in our hearts and ponder it and live it in our daily lives.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we ask that you remember us this day, and you remember all those that do gather together, and bless your word wherever it is delivered. These things we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Brother Tate, you would.
Well, we'll be the book of Proverbs this morning for us again. Chapter 30. And I didn't see you slip in here.
Me either.
I saw her slip by, but I didn't see her come back by. I kind of thought Paul would be back today myself. And then Betty corrected me, said, no, Dorothy said it'd be the 18th. So.
She didn't tell you?
If she did, I didn't hear it.
If she told me, I didn't hear it either.
All right. Verse 12, 30th chapter. Said, there's a generation that are pure in their own eyes, and yet is not washed from their filthiness. They're unclean. There's a generation. Oh, how lofty are their eyes, and their eyelids are lifted up. There is a generation whose teeth are as swords, and their jaw teeth as knives to devour the poor from off the earth, needy from among men. I come here, I guess you know by now, one of my pet peeves is this idea that a man can just decide to be saved. And it's getting to be more prevalent all the time. Mm-hmm. It's really bad when they get on TV to advertise and say, well, why don't you just let Jesus come into your heart? And on and on. And so simple, and to use John 3:16 out of context and tell people that all you have to do is believe. And then I say all you have to do is believe, but you try. If you try it on your own faith, it will fail. And it will not hold you up. And I give an example like this. How many people over the years have you seen that come to the church and offered themselves, as it were, to God and claim the promises, and yet they're not in church today? They don't last very long. They dry up and they go away pretty quick. Over the years, I've seen hundreds and hundreds of people do what they say, accept Jesus Christ as their Savior. And it's not whether they accept him or not, it's whether he accepts them or not.
Yeah, right.
Is the answer to it.
Amen.
But they're quite adamant in what they say is their belief. But man's belief, he can believe a lot of things, but if he didn't believe of the truth, then it's always out of line. It's not compatible with the law or the gospel. It's totally out of line, and it's all taken out of context. If they're not washed from their filthiness, they want to talk like this. Well, they accept Jesus as your Savior, and then he can become Lord of your life. And they got that all backwards, too. If it isn't the Lord in the beginning, he'll not be the Lord in the end. Two people that have that idea. Neurotic. They're educated. I think most often the more educated a fella is, the more stupid he is.
Yeah, I agree.
Because he leaves reason and goes to what they think is truth.
Yeah.
It's whatever is on Google.
Right.
Whatever they say, it's all good. Better be careful what even Google will lead you astray, especially when it comes to the Lord's Word.
Yeah.
They have become wise in their own conceit.
Yes.
And surely there is a lot of wisdom in this world.
Yeah.
I'm ashamed sometimes how little I know.
No.
Up beside most people. Most people know everything. And I know very little.
Right.
You know, it's always been that way. It's on the book by Isaiah, the 65th chapter. Verse 2, and he said, I have spread out my hands all day unto a rebellious people. Now that's the very nature of man. He's talking here this morning about different things. And most of the problem with man is that he is just by nature rebellious.
Yeah.
Don't tell me what to do.
Right.
The teeth are sharp. They bite at you quick.
Oh, yeah.
Try to tell you what they know. To a rebellious people which walketh in a way that was not good. And that's what's going on today. The whole world seems like it's walking in that same path after their own thoughts. A people that provoke me to anger continually to my face. They'll turn to God in a second and say, he's not who he said he is. He is not sovereign in all these things, and it's going to be left up to us to fix it. What do you think insurance is born for?
Exactly.
To fix the providence of God.
Exactly.
And it's to his face, I see things on TV and I hear them different places, and they use God's name in vain so quickly.
Yeah.
And then I turn the thing off. It is amazing how little fear that man has got of God Almighty.
Oh, yeah.
They're steady turning to their own thoughts. Their reason is that God could not condemn a man to death. And it isn't that he's condemning them to death, they're condemned already. It's not something in the future.
Right.
But they all want to put it in the future, and that's part of this saving they have, is that it will wait until tomorrow. Mm-hmm. We live one day at a time, they say. No, we don't. Not necessarily. We live in them all this lump together. It's one big day. Mm-hmm. They continually provoke God to anger. And that sacrificeth in gardens and burneth incense upon the altars of brick. And I think that's a good picture also of our day. There's a church house on every corner of it. It's the biggest business going. They're constantly sacrificing themselves. It is a sacrifice to them, too. They understand it because they have to give up stuff to go to church. We go to church to give up stuff.
Amen.
But it's a burden to them. The bed's too short. Cover won't reach. The feet's hanging on. It's always a burden. And they understand it's a burden. But they think they are sacrificing something to God when they offer themselves on an hour on Sunday morning.
Right. Look what we're doing.
He goes on and say, which remain among the graves and lodge in the mountains, which eats swine's flesh and broth of abominable things is in their vessels. In other words, they just unclean. That's a simple statement here. They just unclean. They do these things, but they if they give one up, they have sacrifice. We think it's ash day is. We're going to give up something. We got a lot of those days.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah. Well, as a church, we're going to give up something. My goodness. There's no way in the world you're going to pay anything to God. Which say, stand by thyself. Come not near to me, for I am holier than thou. These are smoke in the nose, a fire that burneth all the day, smoke in the nose of God. No sweet smelling savor here. It's all bad news. And there's so many people, this is what is so tragic. There's so many people that are caught up in making a decision. And then they claim that the rest of their life, it's the most damnable thing that has ever come through this world. It's a decision. Man will decide for sure. But it'll be because God has cleansed his heart. Outside of that, he's going to stand off. Don't come near me.
Right.
Especially a person that is a godly person. He don't want any advice like that. Be washed. Be clean. In the book of John, the third chapter, in verse 18, he said, he that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already. Because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world. Men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. They're always trying to hide. And what Adam and Eve do?
Right.
We got the fig leaf, didn't
we? Right.
Try to cover it up. Man loves it. He just put on the fig leaf. That's what all of this religion is today. It's just another type of fig leaf. try to cover up their nakedness. And they understand that they are naked. That's the reason they try to make some little perfection of faith and say, this is sufficient. But this is their condemnation. Everyone that doeth evil hateth the light. It will not come to them. There isn't any decision here to be made but one, and that's what is his nature.
Yeah, right.
He don't like the light. He operates in darkness.
Yeah.
He operates at midnight. Never in the light. Always trying to hide. Pulling a little cloak over. He hated the light, neither coming to the light. Well, that's pretty clear, isn't it?
Right.
Just won't do it.
Right.
Not in his decision or anything else. He will not come. He will not obey. He will not have another to rule over. He stands by himself. And say, don't touch me with that stuff.
Right.
Now, the reason he won't is lest his deeds should be reproved. Well, it's hard on flesh.
Yeah. Right.
When the scripture, or a person with the scripture, reproves you.
Yeah.
We don't have to go far to understand that.
Right.
Yes. It's always there. It's just man's nature. He said, but he that doeth truth cometh to the light. Being reproved doesn't bother him. It does him good. He grows in that.
Yeah.
He said that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. Well, if the light is shed upon it, it will reveal what is God. That's what it light is.
Yeah. Right.
Is holiness. That's what we've been talking about. The law of the house shall be holiness. It's going to be a holy house. It's not going to be made of a man's decision. It's going to be made of a godly nature.
Amen.
In the book of Isaiah, again, 55th chapter, we hadn't had the book of Isaiah. I don't know if we'd have had anything. I guess begin verse 1. He said, "Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. And he that hath no money, come ye buy and eat. Yea, come buy wine and milk without money and without price." And there's one problem here with man. He's not going to do it.
Right.
There is an invitation there.
Right.
Sometime we already over that. Well, it was an invitation offered to everybody. Well, yeah. But will he come? No. Not in the nature of man to do that.
Right.
He doesn't have a thirst for it. He said, "Wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread? And your labor for that which satisfies not?" Well, that's kind of like a bed being too short. Feet's always hanging on. Hearken diligently unto me and eat ye that which is good. and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear and come unto me here. What? Here. And your soul shall live. Well, it will if it come unto God in the true light. And I will make an everlasting covenant.
Amen.
With you, even the sure mercies of David. Everybody that says they want to claim this, I can do all things through Christ,
right,
who strengthens me.
Right.
That, I'm telling you, that thing is just going around everywhere quoting that, like John 3:16. And both of them are holy writ.
Yeah.
But they've taken it out of context.
Yeah.
Misused and abused. And I think abused is the best word, abused. They make a covenant with them. Behold, I have given them him for a witness to the people. And the question here is who are you listening to? People with their own thoughts, or is it people that bear witness to who Christ says he is? A leader and a commander of the people. Well, that's the problem. There's where the rub comes. They don't want a leader and a commander.
Right.
The whole thing here is that we will not have this man to rule over us. Behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not, and nations that knew not thee shall run unto thee because of the Lord thy God and for the Holy One of Israel, for he hath glorified thee. People of God. Then he goes in verse 6, says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he's near. And then the crux of it is in verse 7. Let the wicked forsake his way. Well, that's not what they're talking about today. That's not what they're telling us. Just accept Christ and then you'll be all right later.
Right.
When you figure out that he's Lord.
Right.
But there must be a forsaking of the way, or else man will not come. There must be a power greater than he is working up on his spirit to make him come.
Yes.
That the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. There you go again with the thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord. And he will have mercy upon him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. But there must be a forsaking of the way first. There must be a change of the heart and manner. He won't come to the light.
Right.
It's that simple.
Right.
He's not going to decide to come to the light. You understand? He will not come. He's always looking to hide. He put on a little cloak of righteousness like in fig leaves. But it's an unrighteous righteousness. It's an absolute rebellion against God. And most everything that is wrong in this world is that the reason behind it is man is rebellious. He will not
became such a good example. And God taught him what he needed to do.
Yeah.
He wouldn't do it.
Right. Yeah, over and over he told him, said, do this and live. That seems simple enough.
Right.
But it's not in the heart of man.
Right.
Lest his heart be changed, he's going to just go the same old way. Even though he is condemned already. You see, that's his hope, that his condemnation would be someday, some other time, on another day. Just put it off and say, well, I made my profession of faith, and I'm going to stand on that. And it's the first lie that the devil put out.
Amen.
And man's been trying to cover up his nakedness ever since with the profession. It's bad. Psalms 32. We know these things. Those that know the Lord know these things mostly by experience. We've been there and experienced these things. I think we read this whole psalm. I had kind of split it up. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Not with a fig leaf now.
Right.
But with the righteousness of God. Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no guile. When I kept silent, my bones waxed old through my roaring all the day long. It's a little like the bed being too short. Always a nag in there. He said, for day and night thy hand was heavy upon me. My moisture is turned into the drought of summer. This is a man whose heart is being conditioned. A new. He said, I acknowledge my sin unto thee. Now this is a true profession that we're reading here. It's not one of them faith ones say, well, I believe. And that's going to be sufficient. And I don't need to go to church. I just need to say I believe in God.
Right. Exactly.
In mine iniquity have I not hid. I said, I will confess my transgression unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin. But this thing was coming from this man's heart. For this shall everyone that is godly pray unto thee in a time when thou mayest be found. Lord said, I'll not always strive with man. So there is a time and there is a place. Surely in the floods of great waters they shall not come nigh unto him. Thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. Then he said he rested in that season. But they're claiming these things today without the love of God in their heart. That's where the problem lies. If they make a profession out of the heart, then it's a good thing. But if it's just perfection, but just one more fig leaf they try and put on, it won't work. It doesn't change man's enmity with God. He said, I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. Be ye not as the horse, as the mule, which have no understanding, whose mouth must be held in with a bit and a bridle, unless they come near unto thee. And really, there won't be any of that with people that truly love the Lord. He's going to be constantly turning man around. Many sorrows shall be to the wicked, beds too short. But he shall trust thee that trusteth in the Lord. Mercy shall compass him and bow. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, ye righteous. What's going to make him righteous? A proper clothing. And shout for joy, all ye that are upright in heart. But there must be a change of heart.
Amen.
In the book of Ephesians, there again, it's a good book. We can read the whole thing.
Amen.
Ephesians, the first chapter. I guess in verse 10 we'll begin. We will read what is here. That in the dispensation, what were we talking about earlier?
Yeah.
In the dispensation of the fullness of times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on the earth, even in him. It's in him. Faith is in him. And in whom also we have obtained an inheritance. There we go again, the inheritance. It's not something that you do.
Right.
It's not any profession of faith. It's not any of those things. But it is an inheritance. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It's an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. Well, you believe in that predestination stuff?
Yeah. Amen.
And then we wouldn't have been here. That we should be to the praise of his glory who first trusted in Christ, in whom ye also trusted after that ye heard the word of truth. Well, the first place, it must be true.
Right.
Or it won't have any power at all. The gospel of your salvation, the same thing. The truth, which is the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. You are his. You are his inheritance.
Yeah.
Your inheritance is him.
Yes.
It's not by your profession. If you be saved at all, it's by the will of God.
Amen.
He said, which is the earnest of our inheritance? It's in him until the redemption of the purchased possession, the praise of his glory. That's how we come to the Lord. through his purchase.
Right.
Wherefore, I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. This is one Dalton paid for, purchased it. In the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know, underscore this, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. We are his inheritance. God the Father gave it to him. And he said, of those I have lost none. The surety is in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe? There is a belief, certainly. According, what? This is the way it comes. According to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ, when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in heavenly places, far above principality and power and might and dominion. It's above all these things, especially above man's deceit and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. And hath put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things. This is a good part to the church. Wasn't under all men.
Right.
No, it was peculiar people.
Yeah.
First he chose Israel. Then they rebelled. Then he chose another Israel. The true Israel of God. And he said things to the church. He gave it to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. It's all in him.
Amen.
Filleth all in all. It doesn't say anything about anything man is or is going to do. It's all in him. 1 Peter 1 Peter the first chapter. I think in verse 6, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptation. They're always there, that the trial of your faith. Amen. Is it going to be tried? Is it going to be tested? Or is this something we got and we just apply? No, it's going to be tested and tried, being much more precious than of gold that perishes, though it be tried with fire. Your faith. might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen, ye loved, in whom though now ye see him not, or you might just say see not, yet believing ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Why is it such a glorious thing? Because it's all of him. Receiving the end of your faith, it's going to be tried. It's not going to be just something that you think you got. It's going to be tried over and over and over. And somebody said, don't you ever feel like that you might not have it.
Right.
Don't you ever doubt it.
Right.
But I'm telling you, it's not healthy not to doubt.
Amen. Amen.
It must be tried.
Yes.
That's the reason they're so relaxed and so rested in their profession.
Yes.
Because there's no trying of it. No trying of the faith. Receiving the end of your faith. Even the salvation of your soul. If it be tried. Of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently. Whom prophesied of the grace that should come unto you, talking about Jesus Christ and the gospel, searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ which was in them did signify when it testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow. So it's always been the same thing. It's always been the same way.
Yeah.
Man has always been saved by grace.
Amen.
And grace alone.
Amen.
And then once grace comes, and grace then also will try your faith. It's the same grace. Said unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves, but unto us they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven. You understand? That you can't preach unless the Holy Ghost is present.
Amen.
That it just be like talking.
Yep.
It's true. So, well, he's a good speaker.
Right. Right.
And a lot of them run. Unto you, which the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angel desired to look unto. Oh, they have looked to see now. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. If he's not revealing, nothing happens.
Right?
Nothing. It must be a revelation. Don't add anything to this or take anything from it. This is the whole thing. As obedient children. That's the way you accept it. Not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust in your ignorance. And I'll tell these, some of these old religious boys, hey, you'd have trouble on your hands.
Oh, yeah. Amen.
with all their fine, fair speeches. It's just ignorance. But as he which hath called you is holy, I think this is where we've been talking lately. The one that called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. Because it's written, be ye holy, for I am holy. Show them the house. What is it? It's all gone. All about the house is holy. It's where the Lord dwells. In the house. What is the house meant? It's his people. All the building blocks. And if you call on the Father, who without respect of person judges according to every man's work, past the time of your sojourning here in fear. Well, that's what I was talking about a while ago. It's amazing how little fear man has. Mm-hmm. Puts his faith in another day. But there's always a day. See, well, it wasn't his day. It wasn't his time. Men understand these things.
Sure.
They just will not admit it. They will, you know, half-heartedly they'll admit some of it, like, yeah, the only reason he wasn't killed, it wasn't his day.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't have any fear of it, because in their mind, their day is another day.
Right.
And I'll put it off until then. He said, for as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold, and your vain conversation received by the tradition of your fathers. Well, daddy was a Baptist. Mother was a Baptist, and grandpa was a Baptist. And I belong to the Baptist church. And all that's going to get me somewhere. And they all say the same thing. Church of Christ, they say, yeah, man, you got the wrong name.
All right.
Yeah, not in tradition, but with the, you know, this is what saved you. But with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb. Well, got to be clean. Without blemish and without spot. And then when they slew it, they carried it in to the basin, got some water out of there, and washed it again.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Always having to clean. Clean you, clean you, clean. Be ye clean. Eat no unclean thing. Don't accept any unclean into your service. Let them stay outside.
Right.
Don't follow the unclean. But with the precious blood of Christ as a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained, here we go again, before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you. Not you that just made a profession of faith, but you that your faith has been tried and found to have a true faith. The faith of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Who by him do believe in God. By him.
By him.
Get these words down.
Right. Exactly.
By him. Not by you.
Right.
If you got any salvation at all, you didn't have anything to do with it.
Amen.
Nothing. who by him do believe in God, that raised him up from the dead and gave him glory, that your what? Faith. Might hope. Faith and hope might be in God. See, you have purified it. Well, here we go. Got to be clean. Have been purified your souls and obey the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren. Do you love the brethren? Well, it's a trial of your faith and your love. See that ye love one another with pure heart.
Amen.
Fervent. Being born again. A new birth. Don't start all over. Not a corruptible seed. We wasn't after that old pattern. But incorruptible. How is it? By the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. This is a true saying.
Amen.
For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man, all the glory of man, as the flower of grass. The grass withers, and the flower thereof falleth away. And that's what happens if man applies his own faith. As soon as the sun comes up, it falls away. As soon as the light is shed upon it, it falls away. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. How can they hear it? How can they hear it? Did they not hear it? Yeah. Word went into all the world. They did hear it. And that is their condemnation. That the whole world is testifying unto man that he falls short of the glory of God because his glory is always shining forth. But man don't want to do light. He operates in darkness. Unless the Lord will bring him to the light and cause him to see, he must have a revelation. He must see God in all of his holiness.